smoky bars and cheap guitars, but nothing built to last. Nothing ever stays. Nothing comes to mind. Rest of the life, well, it drained from your face. You put up on the hill of the fire.
And 30 years on are making. We'll visit a couple of small towns in Ontario, Blenheim and Delhi, and play some nice big sounds that we found there. I spent some recently dropped music from Hearts of Palm, Hot Polito, and Christian Turner. Plus, you'll hear a brand new single from Jeremy Gray. So, ahead in the show, how would you react to a humanoid robot following you while you were walking down the street? Let's find out one senior's actions later. But for right now, we've got two songs dealing with movement in life. One's from Nick Schultz and the other from Alan Doyle. And that's how we'll get the show started. So be sure to stick around for all that and more right here on Coasting Radio, whose favorite type of movement is bandwidth surfing.
so high. Nothing holds me down. Just as I start to
Well, thanks so much for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy Ten Fay from their album Hit the Light. Well, that was Shiver and Shake by North Bay's Nick Schulze, who describes it as a raw, autobiographical song about bipolar disorder, addiction, and the struggle to regain control before getting clean. And before that, Follow You Around is a standout track on Ellen Doyle's Already Dancing EP. This romantic folk pop song is built around the desire to chase adventure with someone you love. The East Coast musician is best known as a founding member of Great Big Sea. Here's Joe Garisi, known as JoJo, who performs primarily as a solo acoustic act, bringing stripped-down, heartfelt performances to functions across the region. Let's hear These Old Bones on Coasting.
These old bones been carrying a long, hard load. Through busted dreams and broken roads, sunburned years and midnight rain. Back when hope still felt the same, I've worn miles on my skin. Every scar's the place I've been. Every line's a story told by these old bones. These old bones still know the way home, still hear the hymns in a gravel road, still feel love in my woman's hands, still stand when the cold winds blow. Still singing them freedom songs. Yeah, I may bend, but I won't fold. Not these old bones. I buried friends and I buried pride. Left some folks on the other side. Watched my kids learn how to fly. With a lump in my throat and tears in my eyes, I've lost my faith, I found it too. cars and in church pews. Some days I curse, some days I pray, trying to walk a straight away. These old bones still know the way home, still hear the hymns and gravel road, still feel love in my woman's hands, still stand when the cold winds blow. A little slow, but I'm still strong, still singing them freedom songs. Yeah, I may bend, but I won't fold, not these old bones. Ain't made of steel, ain't carved in stone, just flesh and fire and a stubborn soul. The world keeps changing and truth still shows. Pound on these old bones. If tomorrow comes, I'll meet it here with a steady heart and a little less fear. I ain't done alone, still got life in these old bones. These old bones still know the way home, still hear the hymns and a gravel road, still feel love in my woman's hands, still stand when the cold winds blow. A little slower, but I'm still strong, still singing them freedom songs. Yeah, I may bend, but I won't fold, not these old bones.
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Paper doll, I've always known since you could crawl that you would grow to see it all. I'm so enthralled with every little thing you do. And although it's been a gift to watch you grow, you've learned so much I'll never know. I'll miss you so, wherever your adventures go. And one day it will be time to leave here. When skies are gray, you'll be okay. Just believe, dear, time goes by. Won't let it pass me, I'll be fine. But when they ask me, I'll just say my favorite days are the ones I got to spend with you.
So it's Paper Doll, a new track by Kid Koala, released as part of the Space Cadet Soundtrack Sampler EP. It's a short, atmospheric downtempo piece that blends a Montrealer's signature turntable-based sound design with Megan Smith's soft, melodic vocals. And prior to that, Joe Garisi is a musician based in Barrie whose work spans rock, acoustic, and singer-songwriter styles. He also steps behind the kit as a drummer in a duo called Black and Blues Brothers, showing off the full range of his musical versatility. These Old Bones is a new single just out early March. For his Vancouver folk artist Laura Judson, let's hear the opening track on Thought Bubbles, and it's called I Don't Know If I Could Call This Love on Coasting.
I don't know if I would call this love, or if you keep me wrapped by never giving enough. I met a man on a train to London for the same old thunder. When you're getting dressed, I start to wonder if the best that's yet to come is coming. I took up smoking just to light up after, put on a show. Flamingo on the lawn. You've got more days. I thought you were a joke, but you're bright and you're brave. Gray Chevrolet. You've got more days. Next time you pull up, I'll say thanks.
For great music.
Left behind another chapter for this
Down the Road is a single that appears on the self-titled album Naomi, aka Danny Garcia. She's a Toronto-based songwriter, composer, and performer who's been active in the Canadian music scene for well over 15 years. She's excited to be releasing her first record. And ahead of that, I Don't Know If I Would Call This Love is the opening track on Laura Judson's EP Thought Bubbles, released in late February. Judson is a folk artist from Vancouver Island whose music often features soft vocals and intricate guitar work. Well, here's Nolan Hubbard, whose sound is shaped by his virtuosic guitar playing, soulful vocals, and dynamic songwriting. Let's hear Touch on Coasting.
It feels like you never lift me up. I think for a while and let that get me stuck. But now I'm alive and I can feel that rush. Finding my stride, I'll never lose that touch. Yeah. Tearing me down, still I play cool.
Hubbard is an enchantingly passionate singer, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and producer from Kingston. He's often compared to Prince for his rare versatility. We just heard Touch, the first single from his March full-length, Emanate. Well, it's time for a quick break. We'll stay with us. When we're back, we'll talk about a humanoid robot being a little too human. Until then, here's a lovely new song from Sophia Nolan called Tout en Va from her new record, Reprise, Volume 3. Sophia says she sees herself as a political being through the topics she tackles and her appearance. She says, I'm an openly lesbian woman, perceived as deformed, because I don't fit the feminine patterns we've been taught. I'd rather embrace that dissonant image than matching damaging ideals by being someone I'm not.
Ça ne vaut pas la peine d'essayer de recoller le cœur que t'as brisé. T'auras beau m'appeler, te mettre à genoux, tous ces mots doux, je m'en fous. Tu m'avais promis l'éternité, remplie de belles fleurs et de baisers. Mais tu es parti un après-midi avec ma meilleure amie. Toi, tu ne comprends pas que l'amour c'est pas comme ça. C'est bien la dernière fois. Bébé, bébé, tu t'en vas, c'est bien fait pour moi. Des gars comme toi, j'en ai plein les bras. Tu t'en vas et ne reviens pas. Non, 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 non. Tu t'en vas, c'est bien fait pour toi. Des gars comme toi, j'en ai jusque là. Tu t'en vas et ne reviens pas. Non, 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 non. T'auras beau me demander pardon, ce soir j'irai danser. Toi, tu ne comprends pas que l'amour c'est pas comme ça. Et c'est bien la dernière fois. Baby, baby, tu t'en vas, c'est bien fait pour moi. Des gars comme toi, j'en ai plein les bras. Tu t'en
I'm Steve Swelsey Wells, and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's poet laureate Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed, and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite, or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible GanRocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So take a look on Facebook for GanRocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
Hi, I'm Danny Michelle, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Good morning and welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Absolutely Frivolous. My name is Cindy and I hope you enjoy the next half hour. I'm going to play for you some comedy. CFRC is full of volunteers. I mean full. We have more than 100 volunteers here at the station and I'm so glad to be a part of this station for the many years that I've been here. CFRC is more than 100 years old, and we are so lucky to still be live and running on the air. If you want more information about our history, please go to cfrc.ca. There's a ton of information there. And if you're very interested in becoming a volunteer here, there's also a section about volunteering here at the station and the application you can fill out. CFRC is always looking for student and community members to join our team on and off the airwaves. We have many opportunities for station volunteers to make an impact in the community while gaining new skills. Volunteers at CFRC contribute in many ways, including producing music, spoken word radio shows like Absolutely Frivolous, doing podcasts, engaging in live sports coverage, reading local news reports, DJing live events, helping to maintain our music collection digitally and analog, and interviewing local musicians and facilitating live studio performances, and of course, so much more. If you want to join the fun, please complete a short volunteer application form on our website, cfrc.ca. Absolutely Frivolous is all about comedy. We play different things. We do stand-up comedians mostly, but we will play the odd funny story, funny song, even occasionally an interview. Up next, I have Ed Gamble. He is a very, very funny comedian. He's an English comedian, podcaster, and television personality. He is best known for co-presenting Off the Menu podcast with James Acaster and appears on comedy panel shows including Mock the Week and Taskmaster. He was brought up in Wandsworth and Rains Park, southwest London. His mother is a nurse and father a solicitor, separated when he was 4, and he was raised mainly by his mother. He has a younger half-sister and a younger half-brother on his father's side. He attended Durham University, where he studied philosophy and met fellow comedians Nish Kumar, Nick Mohammed, and Tom Neenan. Before he worked as a full-time comedian, he worked jobs which included short stints of manual labor. He did data entry, and he worked at the Rains Park Tavern, a pub that was surprisingly dangerous for that area. And on more than one occasion, when he arrived for work there, there was an ambulance parked outside. Here he is, Ed Gamble, talking about being a diabetic comedian on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Beginning of last year, me and the 3 other comedians went on holiday to New York City, and there was a big snowstorm, and we all got stranded, and we couldn't get home when we thought we were going to get home. So I didn't think it was much of a story, but it actually made the BBC News website. The fact that me and 3 other comedians were stranded in New York City made the BBC News website of 4 comedians stranded in New York City. And I'd imagine as people read that, they probably thought, 4 comedians stranded in New York City on the BBC News website. I'd imagine we've heard of all of these comedians, have we? No. Please adjust your expectations, dear reader. Because 3/4 of that article was dedicated to explaining who the f*** each one of us was. Everyone got their own little paragraph. Now, I'll be honest, that stung initially, but then just quite excited to get a little bit of press from the BBC. That's always nice. Your own little description, you can take that description, pop it on a poster, sell some tickets, lovely. Here's what they actually went with. Diabetic comedian. Now, this annoyed me for a number of f***ing reasons. Firstly, because yes, it's technically true, he'd done some research, right? I am type 1 diabetic, I am a comedian, put those two things together, I can sort of see how he arrived at diabetic comedian. But I'm here to let you know tonight, diabetic comedy is not a thing. That is not a genre of humour that exists. Hope none of you read about me on the BBC News website, and that's why you've come to the show tonight. Oh, look, Cheryl, a diabetic comedian. I've never heard of such a thing. It sounds very groundbreaking, diabetic comedy, doesn't it? Well, your mother's diabetic, isn't she? Get her a ticket as well. I wonder what he's going to do. What is this diabetic comedy? Puzzling. Is he going to come out here, test his blood sugar level, and we can all guess what it is? Maybe he's going to do some high-octane Def Jam-style humour. Or as it's known in the world of diabetes, no jam for me, thank you very much, humour. Hey guys, you know when you're doing your insulin, you gotta rotate the injection sites, haven't you? Because if you don't, the area becomes lumpy and hard. Well, I guess I've been injecting into my dick! It's impossible to do diabetic comedy, mainly because people don't understand enough about diabetes for me to be able to do successful observational humour about it. It would only work if it was a room full of diabetics, which it never is. It's normally no diabetics or 1 diabetic. Give me a cheer if you're diabetic. Hey. There he is. What's your name, my friend?
Richard,
nice to meet you. Type 1, type 2?
Type 1.
Good, okay. Any type 2s in? Good, doesn't count. So, should understand there's a lot of beef between the two communities. It has to be beef because that has no impact on blood sugar level. See, if I came out here and did an hour and a bit of diabetic comedy, it would be pure silence from you and then just Richard losing his mind at the back. Which would be worth it once or twice. Because people get confused. I think it's my life, so I think it's a fairly simple condition to understand. But people get confused in day-to-day. Like, I brought some of the equipment that I use with me, right? Okay, this is my insulin pen. This is how I get the insulin into my system. The way this works is I screw a little needle onto the end of there. There's a cartridge of insulin in there. I dial up how much I want, and then I just stick it in wherever, like a dirty little medicine slut, right? Richard, by the way, I'm on Humalog. What do you use?
Act Rapid.
Oh, cool. So that's a level of banter. That's the diabetic comedy banter out of the way. I don't think I've heard of Act Rapid before, Richard.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Not bad. Thank you, Richard. Humalog takes like 20 minutes to really sort of kick off and get going. What about Act Rapid?
About 4 seconds.
4 seconds? That's pretty rapid. Sweet, Act Rapid. Hang around after the show, we'll have a chat. Well, I use Humalog because I live in the dark ages. May as well suck it out of a pig. I regularly just do this in public, right? But it confuses people who might happen to see it. Like, I did it in London the other day. A woman shepherded her child away from me like I'm some sort of horrible drugs man. Where did she think I'd come from to take heroin with this? The f***ing future, look at it! Also, don't move your child away from me as if I'm suddenly going to go, ooh, some for the little one! Share and share alike, 'tis a lesson he must learn. I show you, you're probably thinking, well, that's how you do your insulin, Ed. How do you test your blood sugar? Good question. I do that with this, which is called an AccuCheck Mobile. Richard, what do you use? He's dead. That can... Sometimes that can happen. That's how quickly we can slip away. Sometimes Act Rapid is too rapid. There's not enough time to alter your mistakes. R.I.P. Richard, hashtag pray for Richard. So here's how this one works, right? Here's how you test your blood with this. I put my finger there, press this button, a little spike shoots in and out like a James Bond shoe, right? Pierces my finger, I get the blood on the end of it, put it in the machine, calculates my blood glucose level reading, I look at the screen and I act accordingly. Again, regularly do this in public and it confuses people. I did it in a cafe the other day, a big communal table. A man who I do not know leant over to me and said, ooh, is that your phone? What contract did he think I was on that it demanded a blood sacrifice? Even people that I sort of know, a friend of a friend the other day saw me do all of that, looked baffled for 20 minutes, then pointed at this and said, sorry mate, I've been meaning to ask, is that your vape? My f***ing vape! You've seen me put blood in it, you maniac! I know they get pretty wacky with the flavours, but I think hemoglobin might be taking it a step too far. I hope I'm not getting too angry about the type 1 diabetes stuff, by the way. If you don't know about type 1 diabetes, it's not your fault. I think it gets misrepresented in the media all of the time, right? Especially in things like films or dramas. Quite often a scriptwriter will put in a type 1 diabetic character for a bit of peril, bit of medical peril, and then do no further research into the condition they're writing about. So my favourite example is a 90s action film starring Nicolas Cage called Con Air. Solid 90s action fare, unless you're watching it from a type 1 diabetic perspective, which there is absolutely no reason you should have ever done that before. So there's a type 1 diabetic character in that film, but halfway through the film he goes sweaty, shaky and pale, all the classic signs of a low blood sugar level. He then asks for his insulin, which is injected into him. He's then fine and runs around shooting people for the rest of the film. Listen to that, a couple of you laughing, the rest of you just sat there going, yep, that sounds fine, what's wrong with that? As he's diabetic, if he's feeling ill, give him his insulin, it works for everything. It's like Calpol for those guys. No, I've already told you what insulin does. Insulin reduces blood sugar level. If you give insulin to a man with an already low blood sugar level, you will kill that man, and this is why my girlfriend won't watch films with me anymore. That and the time I made her pause Charlie in the chocolate factory to calculate how much insulin I would need to take a swim in the chocolate river. Well, if it's act rapid, you could just sniff it and it'd be all right. Getting more angry about the act rapid signal. She said, my girlfriend said, just relax. It's supposed to be a fun film. Right? She's probably right. Way more fun in an action film to jab someone with a big syringe than they pop up and start blowing suckers away again. Rather than the scientifically accurate version of that, which would be to set the character up comfortably and feed him jelly babies for 15 minutes. And that, by the way, is the scientifically accurate version of that. I've not just picked the most whimsical sweet I could think of. The NHS recommends jelly babies to type 1 diabetics to get their blood sugar level up quickly in an emergency. Jelly babies. And that is fine when you are diagnosed aged 11. Since then, they have offered me no alternative. I am a fully grown man who carries around a bag of jelly babies with him 24/7. Do you not understand? That is the creepiest sweet a man can have. Because if you meet a grown man who's got any bag of sweets on him at all times, it gives off a certain vibe, doesn't it? But when the sweet in question is a little naked baby, when I'm carrying those, I feel like I should put myself on a register. I could live in this nightmare where one day I'll be walking past a school at the end of the day, accidentally trip over and spill jelly babies all over the floor. Parents are panicking, calling the police. I'm scrabbling around going, no, please, you don't understand. I have an illness. Someone sat down there who tried to start a round of applause and it didn't look like you were going to go with it. And I've got to say, she f***ing wouldn't let go of that. She was like, no, we clap now. Nice happy crowd, that's what I like to see. I'm not the happiest of people. In the last 3 years, I've become a slightly more unhappy person. I made a big mistake. 3 years ago, I lost 6 stone in weight. Now, you're not impressed. That's correct. That is the correct... No, you're correct. That is the correct response, because I'm a way more unhappy person now. I thought I'd be happier. I thought health equals happiness. Turns out that is not true. The happiest moments of my life were just me sat on the sofa in my pants laughing through a mouthful of cake. Way happier then. And I was a good fat man. I was a good one. Should never have given it up. I was a fun one. I wasn't like, oh God, I'm so sad, I'm so fat. I was a good fun one. I was a Hawaiian shirt at parties kind of fat man. I'm a more worried person now. I'm like, am I eating the right thing? Am I exercising enough? I went for a run the other day. I accidentally swallowed a fly. I had to Google how many calories is a fly. Weirdly, I feel like a fat guy who is now undercover as a thin person. I've been sort of sent in from the fat person community in to see what the thin people are doing, see what those crazy guys are up to, and then just feed the information back to the fat people. You've got to feed it back. Anything you feed back, they hoover it up. They absolutely love it. Love it. So I'm in there going, what are these guys up to? What are these thin guys doing? Well, that's interesting. One of them's got a packed lunch and he's actually eating it at lunchtime. That is bizarre. He hasn't just made it in the morning and had it on the tube on the way to work. That's what discipline these people have. They're talking about something called leftovers. Leftovers. I've never heard of that. That's incredible. They're asking each other about their love lives. I have never seen that before. Because you won't know this if you've been thin all your life. You have never asked a fat person how their love life is. Because you are terrified that their answer is going to be so bleak, it'll ruin your f***ing day. No one ever asked me how my love life was when I was fat. They were scared I was going to turn around and go, well, I draw faces on melons to practice kissing. Why, donuts is my wife. I can say I lead a much more structured life now. I quite like that. I quite like the structure. I quite like the rules. That's what I enjoy. You know, I like rules. Now, it's a weird thing to say. What I quite enjoy are the rules in the general public. They're not necessarily written down anywhere, but everyone follows them anyway. If there's a lot of hustle and bustle on a busy street, a lot of people walking in one direction, a lot of people walking in another direction. You might bump into someone, they might bump into you. That's normal. It happens. It's no one's fault.
What you do in that situation is you create the blame and then you share it.
Sorry.
It's nice, isn't it? There's no blame, but you create it.
Sorry.
It's nice. Just a little social lubricant helps everyone get...
Sorry.
It's nice. What is genuinely infuriating is when one person takes the time to apologise, and that is always me, and then the other person does not apologise back, because then 100% you are legally to blame in that scenario. This happened to me the other day, and my reaction has made me realise what sort of person I've become. I bumped into someone, they bumped into me. Over my shoulder I said, sorry, nothing from them. So I shouted back, apology retracted! A lot of men worried that they're turning into their fathers. I'm worried I've become my great-great-grandfather. There's something about following the rules that apparently makes you a coward. Don't know if you know this. Apparently you're a coward if you like following the rules, if you like sticking to the law. My friend actually called me a pussy the other day. He called me a pussy to my face because of this. Now, I agree with the sentiment. That's fine. Like, I am a coward. We've established that. But I don't think we should be using that word in that scenario. Because when you use that word in that scenario, what you are saying is you are saying, I think you're so cowardly, I think you're so weak-willed, I think you are so oversensitive that I feel justified in comparing you to the vagina. Now that is very unfair on the vagina. There is nothing cowardly about that thing. That pushes humans out of it. That has to deal with decades of awkward men clumsily pouring away at it. Like a bear cub on a beehive. It's not cowardly, is it? Words I would use to describe that? Hardy. Rugged. It's the biological equivalent of a Timberland boot. And what do we use when we want to talk about bravery? What genitalia do we use? The balls. I say they've got balls. They've got big balls. They are covered in balls. I've made that one up. That is a phrase I have made up. But that is completely wrong, isn't it? We need to flip those definitions. Because I can only speak for my own balls, but they shy away from any sign of danger. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be a dangerous situation. It can just be a slightly cold bath. I think the temp's about ready for splashdown. The balls have got a very different idea. I'm headed down to the water's edge. They're just going, what the f*** does he think he's doing? I've got no idea. Just get the bag. Get the bag. Keep getting the bag. Right, really get them right now. Fold it. Start folding it. As many folds as you can manage. Really pack it in, sort of like a fleshy Venetian blind. It's really sort of thick rubber consistency, that's what we're looking for. Riffle it, that's the word, riffle it. Like a skin croupier, let's do it. Pack it in, right, we're done, 3, 2, 1. But they don't stay up there, do they? 10 minutes later, they're out.
Oh, wonder what's happening out here now. Better check that all's quiet on the Western Front.
They never learn. They're like the robbers from Home Alone. In that one is a lot hairier than the other one. So we need to flip the definitions. We're going to do it tonight. After this show, we're going to flip the definitions. Here's how we're going to do it. So balls now means coward. You got balls, you're a coward. You got big balls, you're a big coward. You're covered in balls, still not a thing. That's still just something I've invented. See, now means someone who's been through a hard time and they've come out the other side unscathed. Soldiers returning from war. They're the new b****s. Here's how we're going to do it. After this show, we're all going to get on our Twitter accounts, #b****soldiers. That's what we're going to put. I don't want you to explain it other than that. Just simply the tweet. No context. I just want #b****soldiers. And we'll see how the British public reacts. And then tomorrow, we're all going to go down to where they're coming back from war. Back at the docks. They're all coming back from off the big war ship. Aren't they on the bit? They're all on the ship. They're all coming back from the wars in the foreign lands where the wars are at the moment. Westeros, wherever it's happening. And we'll be waiting there going, welcome home, pussies! No, don't be angry, put your guns down. We changed the meaning of the word since you've been away. Do you not get Twitter on HMS Bomb? You know, it's a different word now. We have prepared for you a pussy parade. And no, that is not a poppy. Look closer. Guys, you've been absolutely lovely. Thank you very much. I've been Ed Gamble. Good night.
Hi, I'm Lauren Carson, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear...
Panda, say I love you!
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much. ¶¶